Sheep were a common sight in Jesus' day, and he used them to teach some of his spiritual lessons. He was the shepherd, and people were the sheep. Shepherds would lead their sheep to places of pasture and quiet pools of water, protecting them from harm and beasts of prey. They recognized his voice and were comforted and content in his presence. Every evening, he would bring them to the sheepfold for protection and rest for the night, accounting for each one as they entered through the gate. One night, however, one was missing. He could have said, "Well, I have 99 left, so no big deal." But he would not rest until he found the sheep that was lost. Braving the perils of the night, he set out in search for that one lost sheep until he found it. He didn't drive it home, kick it home, or scold it home. He put it on his shoulders and carried it home. And when they got in, he invited the neighbors for a time of rejoicing. He said, "That's what they do in heaven when a sinner repents." Well, that's a neat story. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Fall is a great time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50 Cent Tree Sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 8 to 10 foot tall Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple for $439.50 and get a second tree for 50 cents. That's two big trees for only $4.40. Come see!
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Go. Welcome back to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every week, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program airs on AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, 1360. Programs on both sites are streamed at all times. Okay. Well, Donald J. Trump, the threat to national security. Russia, a threat. Xi Jinping, a threat. Benjamin Netanyahu, disliked, even hated, but not a threat. Some believe that Israel controls and rules and runs American government. They don't. There are individuals who have lineage from Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, from the tribe of Dan. Jacob had 12 children. One of the children, Dan. Dan went to the dark side and eventually led the children of Israel into witchcraft, sorcery, devil worship, Baal worship, Baal worship, and was evicted from the family lineage and replaced by Manasseh. I think it was one of Joseph's sons. Manasseh replaced Dan. But the children of Dan are scattered throughout the world. And you have to say that they are of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But again, excommunicated. And still to this very day worship the devil. Still involved in sorcery, witchcraft, George Soros, these some of the very powerful Jewish wealthy men, some say the Rothschilds, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. So yes, there are these lineages that you can, semantics, say are Jewish. They are, but they aren't. They've been excommunicated. And they will be excommunicated from God for eternity. But they are in powerful positions, and they bring a negative light to the Jewish people. And many believe that every single Jewish banker is evil. Not so much the truth, not true. But these men, these families, are very powerful. They're very influential in the world, in America. But no, they do not rule America. The tribe of Dan, they are involved in American government. But no, America and Israel are two completely different nations. And I'll just hold right there. It takes too long to really find, you know, where does the atmosphere above the earth end and where does space begin? It is such a fine, undefined area that you can't really distinguish from 1 meter to the meter, 1 meter in the atmosphere, and 1 meter that is actually outer space. Where is that that fine line? This is the way it is. It's why it's so confusing with the lineages of Israel. Who are Jews, who aren't Jews? Khazarian, Ashkenazi, blah, 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 blah. Who are really and who aren't? Well, in the book of Revelation chapter 7, Christ does say, John documented, that there will be 12,000 individuals from each of the 12 families of Jacob. That defines clearly there are definite Jewish families still, and the lineage is still intact. 12,000 from Asher, 12,000 from Zebulun, 12,000 from etc. Exactly. This is what Christ told John to write, to document. So there are these families that are still genetically perfect according to the lineages. But Ashkenazi, Khazarian, complicated. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's of one of those 12 tribes. There's no mix in his lineage. He is from one of the 12 tribes of Jacob. Which tribe? I don't know. Menachem Begin had pure lineage from one of the tribes. I don't know which tribe. But America is not ruled by Israel. It's influenced because the American government has allowed it intentionally, because America uses these people for nefarious objectives. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey! These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
And I think this song is appropriate for the time, to boldly go where no man has gone before. This world is going into the final wars before Christ returns, into a world internationally like we have never experienced before. There have been wars in areas of the world, conflicts in Africa, in the Middle East, World War I, World War II, Vietnam War. But the world, according to what Christ stated in Matthew 24, there are going to be wars internationally. And the great war that is upon us, yes, in the Middle East, Psalm 83, regional war that Israel is involved in right now, internally and with the nations in close. Then the next war, a year from now, roughly a year, maybe 11 months, Russia and all these armies coming into the Middle East from the north and also from North Africa. The Great Russian War, as I phrase it, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Then there will come another war. The United States will invade the Middle East. Once Russia's out of the way, America's plans for the Middle East will begin to develop. And the United States' objective, to control the navel of the whole world, Israel. Why? Because America is going to be very instrumental to this coming administration, the coming power structure, to set a religious order internationally centered and based in Jerusalem. That's going to be out about 4 years. I had to make a correction yesterday on the Olive Tree program. I've been stating to the Christian people that the Great Tribulation will begin in the spring of 2028. I didn't have notes in front of me, and I was thinking about it the other day, and I realized, no. Not the spring of 2028. The spring of 2029. So I have to make that correction. Spring of 2029, Israel will be, Jerusalem will be designated the religious center of the world. The Jewish people, they were warned about an individual that would come at some point in their future once they became a nation again, the abomination of desolation. Daniel the prophet speaks to the nation of Israel about this image that would be set up and to watch for it. And once that image and that individual that declares himself to be God, when he sets up an image in the temple in Jerusalem, it has a dual meaning, but that is a primary meaning. When he sets up this image to desecrate the temple in Jerusalem, the Jewish people are to flee east into present-day Jordan to be protected from this, we in the Western world call the individual Antichrist. The Jewish people refer to him as the abomination. They have to go east. They have to run. in haste. Don't look back. Don't take a coat. Don't go back to your house to take anything. Leave your gold. Leave your silver. Leave everything. Go out into Jordan, to Petra. That's the another big war coming. And then that issues eventually into the War of Armageddon. The War of Armageddon is kind of a stretch. It's not just one center location. There will be one area where the heavy conflict will be, but also there will be conflict all the way from this area, Megiddo, down to the south along the eastern border of Israel toward an area called Basra. So it'll be kind of a long stretch of war. The reason I'm presenting this is because, yeah, I know it's disturbing, but Christ said don't be too disturbed just yet, because these things will happen, but the end isn't yet. But at least you'll know the sign, and the signs of what's happening are signs to at least warn you. Now, so these wars that are coming, that's just one thing, one sign. There are other signs. The use of technology in America and in the world. Cashless society. There's a little hope. And let me get a paper. Where did it go? Oh, I have an article here out of Norway. If I can find it, where did it go? What did I do with it? In other words, what I'm saying is in Norway, here it is. See, there's a cashless system. There's a cashless system coming to a great degree internationally, but especially in the United States. But Norway is one of the world. This is Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. This is today. One of the most cashless economies has made a U-turn. Norway has made a U-turn on the global war on cash. The government and the Central Bank of Norway, one of Europe's most cashless economies, are seeking to slow or even reverse the mass abandonment of cash. Only 3% of the Norwegians use cash in their purchases. In a bid to change that, a new amendment to Norway's Financial Contracts Act came into force on October 1st. 13 days ago. To me, why is this important? I've been stating that there's going to be war between two new economic systems internationally. There's only going to be two. There's going to be the unipolar economic system of the West, the United States plus the additional four eyes nations, some European nations. It's the Rockefeller cashless system put in place by Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab on behalf of the Rockefeller family, 1971. That will be one economic system. That economic system has been really the ruling system since the mid-70s. It came in through the petrodollar contract with nations. But in the meantime, Vladimir Putin, hate him all you want, but you're going to thank him at some point in the future, hopefully. He began working with other nations on a separate economic financial system. the BRICS nations, which has developed into a greater group of BRICS nations. There are 10 presently. Another 8 to 10 are going to be added shortly, maybe this year. In fact, they're getting ready to meet, I think it's next week. And there are some other nations that are going to become, will become BRICS members. And that whole grouping of nations in the BRICS and others are called the multipolar world nations. They even have another term for it, which is frightening the globalist West. It's called the New International Order. The New International World Order. Not the order of the West with the United States and England and Canada, New Zealand and Australia, and some European nations. No, it is the developing nations in the East and in the South, the global South, Africa, South America, and parts of Indonesia, the global South. All these nations are about 70% of the gross national product internationally, I believe, is carried. And this is about 3/4 of the world's population. This is the major threat. And this is a coming war specifically against the United States. Not so much England, not so much Canada. These nations, their enemy, is the enemy that has sanctioned them and kept them and has kept them from developing. Empire. Empire. They are beginning to free themselves from the shackles of American economic sanctions, American military wars, the assassinations of their presidents that have been elected, the distancing and breaking away from America's ability to control the politics of the nation in the elections. You're going to have war between the unipolar West and the multipolar nations, which are basically South America, South Africa, Middle East, Asia, Russia, and some of the nations in Eastern and Central Europe. They want to be free. This is not going to sit well, is not sitting well with empire. This is a no-no. It's verboten. Not allowed. It breaks the grip of a, we could say the United States, but really, now historians are beginning to realize it's not the country and the system as much as it is a family who has ruled the system and has controlled empire, the Rockefeller family. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 Oral Supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Okay, I had to go check on batteries to make sure we have enough batteries. We might go dark. So welcome back to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. First hour airs, 6 to 7 in the evenings, Monday through Friday, on AM Radio 1360, KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado. And Monday through Friday, I am 2 hours on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Okay. So, the threat to national security is Donald Trump. And the ruling family of America, which is the Rockefeller family. The Vanderbilts, very powerful people in the occult. And you had Oppenheimer. There was, later on in the late 1800s, DuPonts. There are all these very powerful, very these men who began in automotive, in radio, power, electricity, Edison. But you had mainly the people that built the railroads. I'm trying to think, Harrimans, all these people. But if you take the whole group, there are principles in the Bible. You take the whole group and you wait and you, it's kind of like, using the example of water might be oil and water. Eventually you get the set, you see where the oil and water, if you stir everything up and you put in the water, you put in the oil, and eventually you find where the two, one ends, the other begins. And then with different oils, they have different densities. You can also see oil with oil with oil with oil, and the lighter oils will flow to the top, gas, kerosene. And you can see how they eventually separate so you can identify them individually. In the Bible, there are principles with, you take 100 men that are called by God to be overseers of God's children, 100 of them. Well, let's say they don't know each other, and let's say that they are godly people, they're godly, and you put them together in a weekend. Nobody knows anything about what they do, what their gifts are, what their calling is. But after the weekend is over, you will see the individuals who have not just giftings, but have maturity. And you will see and you will be able to tell which of these individuals, of the 100, who are the top 10 that have maturity in Christ. They are balanced. They have an understanding of the Christian world, of the plans of Christ, of God. They have a real maturity. Then of those 10, you can find the 5 that have the most, the, even more, you can define even more accurately who has even the greater maturity. Not necessarily age, but maturity. Then of those 5, you will eventually find the individual that really does have the greatest knowledge and maturity in God, in Christ. Taking that principle, you take all these men back at the late 1800s, Oppenheimers, Vanderbilts, and Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, you take the Harrimans, you take the Ashtors, you take all of these families, and you wait, and I'm going to throw a curve at you. I'm going to take you over to the edge of the rabbit hole. Let's don't think in terms of who has the greatest abilities with economy, with finance, or with business, or let's say who of these 20 men, who has the greatest authority in the spiritual realm, in the realm of witchcraft. of these 20 families, who eventually will be the most powerful in witchcraft and will be the, you could, I use a term, the priests that oversee the priests, the witches that oversee witches. And if you look at it from that perspective, and this is the way it is in real life. In this country, there are those in the occult that have greater occult standing than others. Like, example, it's known through Larry Nichols, who worked for Bill Clinton, that Bill and Hillary are both Illuminati, but Hillary has more spiritual power as an Illuminati member than her husband Bill. And you can tell just by looking at the two of them who is the greater politically, who has the great authority. It's not Bill. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll go keep going down that rabbit hole in a few minutes.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon and 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3 right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
And the reason I take you to the edge of the rabbit hole is because whether you know it or not, whether we believe it or not, we are on the edge of a great spiritual collision. The occult world colliding with true Christianity. There is a collision that has already begun to occur. In the book of Revelation, it is in the book of Revelation, soon there are going to be holes, portals, furnaces. There's a furnace underneath the earth's surface in the dimension, the other dimension. And these portals are going to open, and out of the portals are going to come demonic activity like the world has never seen. As we term in the West, the Antichrist. What portal does he come from? From the portal that comes from God's heaven to the earth, or from the depths of Hades up? These realities are evident in the book of Revelation. I would recommend that for those that have never read the book of Revelation, you should read it. It is a picture of what is coming, what is occurring, what will happen in the United States. The United States is in the book of Revelation. China is in the book of Revelation. Israel, of course. All the seven churches of Christ, forces of the underworld, the technology that will be used upon the nations at the end of the world, Revelation chapter 13, the two individuals that are going to head up the great rebellion against Christ, Revelation 13, the Jewish people, what God will have to do to protect the Jewish people in Israel, Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 7, he has to seal them in Revelation 7. Revelation 12, he has to take them and carry them into a wilderness, which is present-day Jordan, to protect them. Everything is in the book of Revelation. And going back to these families that back in the late 1800s, they were all involved in the occult, in secret societies. And they have been given permission by, they are servants of the devil. Satan has a right to employ anyone who is willing to be employed by the devil. If they want to come and work for the kingdom of darkness, they have that right. Just as Christian people, we have a right to work and be employed and by Christ and serve Him. And then in between, you have what God calls the sheep. And in the grouping of sheep, there are those that are evil, that have no conscience. And then there are those that are just the good people that don't know Christ, that don't believe in a devil. They're, you might say, neutral. But they have a conscience. They're considered to be the sheep. Then you have those in that group, again, that don't follow their conscience. They're goats. And the goats are going to have their punishment. And these families, you put all the families before you, and eventually you're going to see who has the greatest occult abilities, powers. Who are those that have the greatest sensitivity to the dark side? Well, of all those families, in my research, in my study, the history, the Rockefellers. In Europe, it would be the Rothschilds. In China, you have the lineage that Xi, you have that lineage that goes back to his father, to his grandfather, going back, the spirit of Mao, of Chairman Mao. That spirit, when Mao died, the powers of the spirits that ruled him, they look for the next individual to continue to carry out the kingdom, the plans of the kingdom of darkness in China. With the royals in Europe, what about Charlie? What about the royals in England? Do they have great occult ability? Charlie does. Very, very powerful witchcraft. But he is not the coming Antichrist. Many believe that he is the coming Antichrist. He is not. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue to finish out today's program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer.
Okay, so now we know who the greatest spiritual authority in American history from the dark side is, in my view. And going back to Norway, wanting to once again bring cash into their economy. In the multipolar world countries, they're not going to do away with cash. in the United States. That is the plan. That is the objective that eventually will happen perfectly in 2029. We'll use that cash, the debits and all this until then, but after the spring of 2029, you can't buy, you won't be able to sell. The mark of the beast system will be triggered. It will be triggered in the spring of 2029, right around Passover. Not until then. We'll be using it. We'll be forced to a great degree to use it. But then, at that time, there will be no transactions in cash. It will all be through the beast system. But in the meantime, in the nations of the world, they will still be able, they will still use cash, debit, credit, but they will not be, they their currencies will not be so much eliminated. Eventually, what will happen in the BRICS nations and the multipolar world countries, there will be a standards that will be set. They may use the yuan. The ruble will not be used. After next summer, when Russia is totally destroyed, there's going to be another transfer of wealth. Who's going to end up with the wealth of all the Russian industry? And I'm suspecting it will be placed in the hands of whoever is placed in power in this country, Barack Obama. That wealth is going to go somewhere. I believe it'll be funneled toward empire. But in these multipolar world nations, they will continue to use their currencies. They will continue to cut America off. And this will create a war scenario. Empire will go to war with those nations. And it says that eventually, before Christ returns, the nations will be pretty much like a wilderness. And there will come a time when, even in this country, the system of cashless system will go dark. There won't be the transactions to debit any longer. It will end forever. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.